Truly Tan, written by Jen Storer and read by Roslyn Odes. Rose has a map, so we can find our way down the twisty road to the dead fox fence post. We've only been living here in the country for one night. Today we are investigating. "This is it," says Rose finally. We look around. There's a fence post, but there's no dead fox.
"It's gone," says Emerald.
"Wicked," says Rose, jumping off her bike. "The dead fox lives."
She takes some photos of the bare fence post.
"Oh," groans Amber. "I feel like one of those Tomb Raider people. We'll all be cursed. The dead fox will come back and..."
"Don't be an idiot," says Emerald. "It's dead. And we're not Tomb Raiders. We're just four sisters stuck in this stupid, boring wilderness."
There's a noise in the bushes.
"Something's there," I whisper.
Amber jumps and Doodad yips.
"On guard,"
I whisper to Awesome. Awesome sits and scratches his ear. He is not a very dedicated guard dog. We are just about to ride off when the bushes part. A boy steps out.
"Thought I heard something,"
says the boy. The boy has a Hessian bag in his hand. I do not like the look of the Hessian bag. It is a highly suspicious Hessian bag.
"Who are yous?"
says the boy.
"Who are you?" says Emerald. "I'm Ted," says the boy. "This is our land."
"What's in the Hessian bag?" I ask Ted.
"What's it to you?" says Ted.
At this point, I decide that Ted is a very rude boy, but I continue my investigations. "That bag looks suspicious," I say. "We would like to know what is in it."
"Wow," says Ted, looking at Awesome. "That dog is awesome."
"How do you know that?" I ask.
"Know what?" says Ted.
"My dog's name," I say.
"What?"
says Ted.
"Oh, never mind," says Emerald. "Are you going to show us what's in the bag or not?" "Can't," says Ted.
"Why not?"
says Emerald. "'Cause you're girls and girls blab," says Ted. Emerald puts her hands on her hips. I can tell she's about to say something hostile.
Hostile. This is a word our family often uses to describe Emerald. When Emerald gets hostile, we mostly stay out of her way. When I am a teenager, I wonder if I will get hostile. I don't want Emerald to scare Ted off. It is suddenly very important that we find out what's in the Hessian bag. I put my hand on Emerald's arm. "I'll handle this," I say quietly. Emerald looks at me. Or maybe she glares at me. Anyway, I take over the investigation. "Ted," I say, "if you show us what's in the bag, we'll let you see our photos of the curse."
"What?"
says Ted. "Rose here has a special camera," I say. "This camera takes photographs of curses. There is a big curse floating about this fence post.